Blog Talk Radio.
We come together each and every Wednesday, amen, just to glorify and praise the Lord. This evening, we are doing our regular, we are in Long Island, New York, with Pastor Dawn Mixon, and she's going to bless our hearts, amen. So we're going to move on over to Long Island, New York, to Pastor Dawn Mixon. Amen. Pastor Dawn. Pastor Mixon, can you hear me? Hello? Amen, amen, amen. Every once in a while we have a telephone glitch, and we need to try to fix that. Amen. So for those of you that's listening in, please be patient. For those of you that's listening in, please be patient while we connect with New York. Amen. We're going to open up the mics. Amen. If you can hear me, Pastor Mixon. Amen. We're waiting for Pastor Mixon. Is there anyone on the line that can hear me? I want to make sure that the audio is working correctly.
Yes, I can hear you, Elder John.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Pastor Mixon, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're having a little audio glitch here for a minute. So
okay.
We're going to move it on over into your territory. Amen.
Amen, amen. It's so good to hear from all of you. Glad to be back on the New Beginnings broadcast with you. Always grateful to come and share with you on the third Wednesday of every month. And so we're so grateful. We're praying that there are those who are on the line. We'll call somebody, text somebody, let them know we're on the line. We have a good lesson on tonight. That we want to share with you that will hopefully bless us, those who are the hearers of the word on tonight. I just want to go into prayer with us for a little bit because we want to open our ears and our spirits to receive what God has for us and what he is saying to the church for this day and this time, and so that we can acknowledge our path of where God wants us to go. And so there are so many people who are without direction. And we're praying that God will open your minds and your hearts and your spirits to receive the direction of the Lord. So, our Father and our God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for the opportunity to come and glean in your word. We're grateful to God. For God, we know that it is because of you that we live, move, and have our being. God, without you, we would be nothing. Without you, we would fail. But we thank God for you because of you, we are new creatures. We are a royal priesthood. We are able to live, and we are able to move because of you. God, we don't take for granted the breath that we have in our body. And every day that we are able to breathe, we pray that, God, we do something productive for the kingdom of God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Somebody get somebody else on the line and let them know that Pastor Mixon is on the line. We're going to the book of beginnings. We're going to Genesis, or we say Genesis, which is the genealogy of the Bible, chapter 13. We're going to be reading the verses 1 through 12, Genesis 13, 1 through 12. We will be reading out the King James Version on tonight. Amen. Again, let somebody know we are on the line. We are on the line tonight. We pray that you will share with us on the line as we go forth in the word of the Lord on tonight. And so the word of the Lord says in Genesis 13 and verse 1, it reads, "And Abraham went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south. And Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. And he went on his journey from the south even to Bethel, unto the place that where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, unto the place of the altar which he had make there at the first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord, and Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. I'm going to stop there, and I'm also going to let you know what our subject is for tonight. Our subject for tonight is, you have a lot with you.
That's good.
You have a lot with you. There's so many ways you can use this particular subject, but we want to share with you on tonight. Here we have an unhappy falling out between Abram and Lot, who had been inseparable companions, but now are parted. And the reason for this quarrel was not because they had a problem with one another. Was it because Lot didn't like something that Abram did, and Abram didn't have a quarrel with Lot because of something he did? But the reason why Abram and Lot were having difficulty with one another, sharing a companionship, is because they had been blessed. They had been blessed so much that Abram was very wealthy. And not only was Abram wealthy, but Lot was wealthy as well. What you must understand is that the reason why Lot was as wealthy as he was because he had joined company with his uncle Abram. Because the blessing of the Lord was prophesied to Abram, and because he was connected to Abram, it caused the blessings of God to flow on him. I want to stop there right now, because I want us to understand sometimes the reason why we're blessed as we are is because who we're connected to. You must understand the line that you're connected to. Whoever is over you, who's covering you, are the ones that are causing the blessing to come over your life. And so because of the connection that Lot had with Abram, Lot finds himself in a wealthy position. And so when you find yourself in a place where you feel as if you are not being able to grow, you're not being able, you feel stagnant, sometimes you need to catch and check your connection, who you're connected to. Because whoever I'm connected to, those things go back and forth. I never realized how blessed I was until I realized my connection with my mentor. And when I realized my mentor, whatever falls into his lap ends up falling into my lap. And a lot of times things that happen to him, he gives me a head up and say, listen, this is about to flow to you because this is what's going on in my life. And because this is going on in my life, you are going to see this as well because of the connection that you have with me. So here we see Abram and Lot are dealing with quarrels. Their herdsmen are dealing with quarrels because they're just too blessed. Have you ever been in a situation where you were just too blessed and the people around you were just too blessed that it caused the friction? That's a good blessing to have. That's a good blessing to have. It is good being in good company with those whom God is with. And those that are partners with God, you have to understand that the people, you're not just a part of their obedience and their suffering, but you also are sharers of the blessing that they receive. So that's why I understand that people who are connected to you, that can go through with you through the hard times, through the suffering times, through being obedient to God, that's why it's very important that you stick with your leader. When the leader is being obedient to God, and even though when he's being obedient to God, there is a suffering time that you may go through in that time before you see the manifestation of the blessing. A lot of times we get so, that's where a lot of people fall off, during the suffering time. because they don't understand what you're doing, and they don't see the vision of where you're going when you're only being obedient to the word of God. You're only being obedient to what God tells you to do. And when you're being obedient to God, sometimes you got to go through the rough places in order to get the blessings of God. And see, that's where you see the making of those who are really with you and those who are really for you, because those who are really with you and really for you don't want to show up at just the blessing time. They want to be the people in the rough spot so they can also understand the enjoyment of the blessings of God. I'll never forget, there is a very, very familiar story when I was growing up about the hen. And there was a hen who wanted to make bread, and she went to the different animals around her asking them for help, to help her gather the wheat and help her gather the different things that she needed to make the bread. But when she was trying to get things together, she couldn't find no help. And so she realized that since I'm not going to get no help, I'm going to do it all by myself. And as she began to gather the things that she needed to make the bread, long story short, they found that the little hen started making her bread. She started picking the wheat, and she began to crush it, and she began to break it, and she began to get the milk and different things that she needed to make the bread. And as the bread was being prepared, and as she put it in the oven, then they could smell the aroma of what she had gone through. And then, watch this, everybody started coming around once the bread was made.
Yeah, that's good.
They started coming around when everything was already taken care of. And then they wanted to be a part of what she had made. They wanted some of what she had, but nobody was willing to work with what she had to work with. And so what I'm saying to you on tonight, sometimes you got to realize those who stick in with their leaders, those who stick in with their leaders in their time of obedience and in the time of their suffering will also share in their blessing and in their joy. So here you see Abram and you see Lot, who are now dealing with the difficulty of having too much. Here they just have a lot. All right? Here they have a lot that is accumulating. The problem is they have so much that it is causing a problem. Let's read on to verse 7. And there was a strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanites and the Perizzites dwelt in the land. Watch this. And Abram said unto Lot, listen, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. See, it takes a wise individual to understand that when you have outgrown a situation and you have outgrown things to the, anytime things start getting so frustrating and it's causing you to go at one another.
Yeah.
And you have to make a decision. Here, Abram makes a wise decision. Listen, let's not quarrel. Let's not fight. There's got to be a way out of this. The problem is that people are so emotionally tied to one another. They're willing to fight with one another. They're willing to argue with one another. And watch this. And they'll end up losing all they had because they don't have. They have a problem learning how to separate from one another. Listen, sometimes separation is good, and every separation is not a separation because there is a brokenness in relationship. It doesn't mean that I don't love you anymore, or we broke up our relationship because we had bad blood against one another. Sometimes we get to the place where our blessings have outgrown one another, and we just can't stay with one another because it's going to cause a problem between what I have and what you have. And so when we realize this is also those who are in ministry. If you ever see those who are in ministry, where the Lord has blessed them and promoted them in God. And that's why you see God will send out shepherds out of a flock. It's not because they had a problem with their leader. And it's not a problem that the leader had with their minister. Sometimes God has blessed them where they have to go outside of where they are because they can't take over the blessing that God has already given their leader. So they have to take their blessing somewhere else so that they have a flock of their own that God has assigned to them. And so every separation is not a bad separation. And a lot of times we always think that's the case. That is not always the case. Sometimes we have to leave one another in order for us to grow a little bit more than what, so that we have space to take care of what we have, all right? Mm-hmm. So let's understand that every thing that we have that God has given us, we want to be able to retain and we want to keep it. Amen?
Amen.
All right? So here, verse 9 says, "Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left." Here we see the wisdom of Abram again. He says, listen, there's too much space here that we have for us to be confined in one little area. Why don't you find an area that you can take your cattle, your herdsmen, and the blessings that God has for you? And listen, what I love about God is that when God builds up a kingdom, the problem where a lot of churches fail and a lot of ministries fail is we're trying to stay in the same area when we need to branch off. Sometimes when we've outgrown things, you'll find that there are some leaders with their wisdom that says, okay, the church is getting too large. And it's too much for us to handle. So I'm going to send pastors, watch this, they're still under the covering of their leader, but they are being sent in another region or another part of the land. Can I tell you, there is so much wealth. There is so, when I talk about wealth, I'm talking about spiritual wealth, and I'm talking mm-hmm. about spiritual assignment, people mm-hmm. that are assigned to our life. We're trying to save one another when we're already saved. When there is yeah. a host, or let's say a lot of people out there who don't know God. And can I tell you that when we get ourselves to a place where God allows us to go out, what it is nothing more than still connecting those into the kingdom of God. We have to go out into the highway and hedges and compel men to come unto Christ. And so the problem is there is no compelling. There is no one speaking up. There is no one talking about God. We got so many things that are happening in our country. We are seeing so many things happening to our sons and our daughters. We are seeing so much racism going on in our lives. We're seeing so many things that are taking place, not just in racism, but the world seems like it's just going crazy. If we ever needed the Lord before, we sure do need him now. And it's time for the people of God to raise up. And sometimes we're going to have to go into different places and different regions and talk about the Lord. We've got to go out in there and be a testimony for the different ones. And so there's so much that there is a lot that we see in this particular text that we can do as our sisters and brethren that we understand. So every separation is not a separation that is a cut off. It's not a separation where we are no longer speaking to one another. It just means that I have to move because where we are is too confined. The Bible says that in the 10th verse, let's go back to the 9th verse for a second. Abram says to Lot, listen, wherever you want to go, I love the wisdom of Abram because Abram doesn't choose first of where he wants to go.
That's right.
He allows Lot to choose. See, because what Abram knows is it doesn't matter where he sets his tent. Oh, that's so good. It doesn't matter where Abram sets his tent. Wherever he goes, he's going to be blessed because the blessings are pronounced on his life. It doesn't matter wherever Abram's feet tread, the blessings are going to be there. If he goes into the desert, God is going to cause it to be blessed. wherever he goes. So he says to Lot, listen, wherever you decide to go, he said, if thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. Whatever you decide, I'm good. So in verse 10, it says, and Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zorah. Listen, the first place that Lot looked at that looked like that it was, he didn't have too much work to do. He's going to look there, and he sees the grass is green. Okay, that lets me know, okay, I can feed my cattle. So I don't have to worry about that. And he's looking at everything, and when he lifted up his eyes and he beheld the plains of Jordan, that it was well watered and everywhere. Watch this. But it says, everywhere, comma, before the Lord destroyed Sodom. Let me tell you something. Every grass that we look at ain't as green as we think it is.
Wow, that's crazy.
Amen.
Because, and we do this out of our natural. We do this out of our natural because this looks like a good place. See, sometimes you need to be led by God. Because if I would have chose a desert place, then I would have to till the ground. I would have to do what I need to do to make sure that the grass will grow. But here, Lot takes the easy way out. Okay, since you've given me a choice, Abram, let me go ahead and take the plains that are watered. And it says, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, was as they come unto Zorah. So I want to share with you, sometimes every place that we go, we've got to know, listen, we got to be led by the Lord in whatever that we do. Know that God is going to be with you. And sometimes we need to consult God before we do something. Because sometimes, even though we know we have to move or we have to go somewhere else, we can't stay where we are, we need to consult God before we get there or what decisions we make. It's very important as children of God, people of God, that we consult God in everything that we do. I consult God about my furniture. I consult God about my car. Is this what you want me to have? See, because whatever I'm putting myself to or allowing to come in my life, I'm looking for that to come towards me for longevity. And if I can avoid any issue that I can, so my blessings will stay. You see, it's not a problem getting a blessing. The problem for some of us is keeping what we have. Because even though God may bless some of us with what is out there, because we are not prepared and we don't know how to handle things, we find ourselves losing out on what we already have and what was a lot now becomes little.
Wow.
All right? So here, verse 11 says, then Lot chose him all the plains of Jordan. And Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves, the one from the other. Watch this. Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan. And Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent toward Sodom. All right. I'm going to stop there for a minute. So we're going to stop at 12, but I may go on and continue to go on from there. So we got to look at here, there was so much. And sometimes we've got a lot with us. What do you mean by that, Pastor? We got a lot of stuff going on. Anybody ever been in the point where in your life you're like, this is just a lot for me to deal with? And sometimes the lot is not someone else. Sometimes the lot is you.
Yes. Yes, that's good.
You have, the subject is, you have a lot with you. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot that may be going on in our lives that we need to condense, some things that we need to separate from in our lives. Mm-hmm. They're not individuals. There are things that are that we deal with in our lives that we are emotionally attached to that we don't know how to let go. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's not a needful thing, because what is causing us to suffocate the blessing that we have.
Oh, that's good. Suffocate.
And so when we talk about the things that God has blessed us with, you don't want to suffocate the blessing that God gives you. You don't want to lose out what God has already given us. And so sometimes we have a lot with us. Sometimes our attitude is a lot. Sometimes we are so caught up in our feelings and emotions. Sometimes that can be a lot.
Yeah.
The way we think about one another is a lot. Sometimes we are doing too much. And sometimes I was sharing with them on my doctor that sometimes I feel like I'm burning both candles. I'm burning a candle at both ends, because it seems like a lot is going on. And one thing I realized that when you've got too much going on, something's going to explode.
Yeah.
Something is going to blow up.
Amen.
That's why Abram and Lot had to separate, because if they did not, there was going to be an explosion that was going to happen between Abram and Lot and Abram's herdsmen and Lot's herdsmen. And so the one thing you don't want to do is cause a discord between you and your brethren or your sisters. Why? So it's not that I don't love you, and it's not even mad that you had to leave me. And
right.
See, sometimes we can't look at it like that because we're emotionally tied. When we're emotionally tied, we feel as if that person left us. Because they didn't care, when the truth of the matter is we couldn't both sit in this place at the same time, because there's too much going on. There's a lot going on with me, and there's a lot going on with them. And if there's a lot going on with me and a lot going on with them, and it doesn't mean it's a bad thing. It just means that we have to separate ourselves. And it don't mean we don't need to talk or don't have a relationship or don't have conversation. See, that's the problem with a lot of people. People think because people walk out of their life, then we don't speak to them anymore. We don't have a conversation with them anymore. That means
good.
We don't talk to them anymore. I know that when separation, and this is very true, because it's happened in my life so many times, and I'm going to ask some of y'all to share this with you. I've had people that God moved out of my life, not because there was something wrong with us, but God allowed a situation to take place where they had no choice but to leave. Nothing that I did or nothing they did. They had to move on. Watch this. And where at one time we spent all our time together.
Right.
Now I find myself not even being able to see them as much as I used to.
Right.
Because watch this. They've moved on somewhere else. Watch this. And when they moved on somewhere else, they have inquired and have had connection with other people that I'm not connected to.
Right.
I've got other people that I'm connected to that they're not connected to.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't join what you're connected to with what they're connected to, because sometimes that don't mix.
Right.
Have you ever been in a place where you have friends that are not friends with other friends?
Yes.
And then you try to get them friends together,
and
they just
work.
Don't like each other.
Mm-mm.
And you don't understand it, because if I'm your friend and I'm your friend, why can't y'all be friends?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We think because everybody that is connected to us should be able to be connected with someone else, not knowing that there is a conflict between nothing bad, but they just can't gel together. And
right.
Even though I may be able to gel with you on this side, watch this, because there are some things that I have in common with you, and there's some things that I have in common with them, but our friends don't have nothing in common.
That's right.
So therefore, a lot of times separation causes distance. And I don't mean just distance in the physical, but it's distance even in the spirit. Why? Because now your view of how things are different from my view, because you're over there and your view is different. Mm-hmm. You're seeing something I don't see, and I'm seeing something you don't see. So sometimes that's why people have a hard time separating, because they miss that companionship they had with that individual, because they don't talk as much anymore. Mm-hmm. They don't laugh as much anymore. And whenever they come back together, all they can talk about is the memories of the past. Mm-hmm. Because they have nothing to talk about concerning their presence, because they have not been in each other's presence.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So sometimes, you know, we get upset about it, and that's what causes us to have a hard time being able to separate with one another. But know this, that the blessings of the Lord for Abraham stay intact. The blessings of the Lord. Lot still walked away with his riches. Nobody took anybody else. Everybody knew what belonged to them. But we got to understand that sometimes separation is good even when it doesn't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And you move forward in your life and you spiritually grow. And when you spiritually grow, watch this. The reason why some of us have not moved on further in life is because we had a lot with us.
Mm-hmm.
And because we had a lot with us, we couldn't grow any further. Watch this. Okay. If I have something that is just like this, I'm trying to give you a scenario of something. If I continue to wear the wrong size shoe,
that's good. Mm-hmm.
For year after year after year, if I continue to wear a shoe that is too small,
mm-hmm.
my foot has no room to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens to my foot? My foot then adjusts to what it's in.
That's good.
And because it is adjusted, it stays cramped, and it then becomes deformed because it had no place to grow. But because now what ends up happening is Lot and Abram stay together, there would have been a brokenness. There would have been fight between the herds, not just the herdsmen, but between the herds, because they needed room to grow. Watch this. Not only that, it would have caused them to lose some of their cattle because they stayed together, because they eventually would have ate out the plain.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would have nothing to feed off of. Sometimes you've got to allow yourself to get into a place that's a little bit bigger than you so that you can grow. Not only physically, but spiritually. Okay, let me help you. Let me help somebody else. You didn't like the shoe? Sometimes we buy clothing just a size, just a half size bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we don't want to grow, some of us. But sometimes we have to do that because it feels comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's what you have to understand. When God blesses you to that point, he has to also bless you to be comfortable where you are.
That's good.
It don't make no sense to have so much blessing to have a lot and be uncomfortable with a lot. He became uncomfortable with a lot. Watch this. He became uncomfortable with Lot because they had a lot. And so when we look at that, you say, okay, I've got to do something to get myself into a place where I can grow. That's why it's very important, as we say, when you've outgrown a thing, there always should be some place where you're hungry. Always mm-hmm. want more word. Okay, give me some more. You want to be just like a greedy kid.
Mm-hmm.
I want more. I've grown from this. Now let's see. And we should be able to grow together. We should be able to grow together. But sometimes we outgrow one another. We outgrow individuals. Because some people are comfortable being in uncomfortable positions.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you are the type of person that say, I want to move around a little bit. You ever seen people who have never left out of their city? They have never left out of their town? And then they talk about what happens in other countries that they've never been.
Mm-hmm.
How is that possible if you've never been there? I'm going to open up the line in a minute, but I want to share this with you. When I was going to Africa for the first time, I had people coming to me, saying to me, Pastor, oh, you got to get your shot, Pastor. You're going to be in, and they're going to have you in mud huts, and they're going to have you going to be in a place of poverty-stricken areas because they're going based on what they've seen, what the media has played out. And I was going based on somebody who had been there that is connected to me. And so if I would have given in to the ones who have not seen and have not heard, I would have lost out on a blessing because I would listen to someone who had no knowledge of where I was going. Oh, I'm going to say that again because that was good. Y'all missed it. I would have lost everything, a blessing from someone who had never been where I'm going and never seen where I'm going. And I would have lost out on a blessing off of someone who had no knowledge of where I was going.
Wow.
See, the reason why some people lose out on blessings is because they're hearing people who have no idea where God is taking you to, and they're trying to stop you from going where you're supposed to go by putting negative thoughts and things in it. Well, no, you can't do that, because if you do that, you got to look at where you are right now. Look at your situation. How you going to do this and how you going to do that? You don't know, because you ain't going where I'm going, number one, and you haven't seen where God is getting ready to take me to. So my thing is, am I going to listen to someone who does not hear where God is taking me to, and God has not even shared with them where he's taking me to? Or do I listen to God, who's already promised me and told me and spoke a prophetic word in my life, this is where I'm taking you to? Whose report are you going to believe?
Thank you, Jesus.
A lot of times we miss out on the blessings of God that God told us to do because we were not obedient, because we didn't want to go through the suffering part. So somebody told us that we couldn't do it off of something they don't even know anything about. So I'm going to open up the lines tonight, see if somebody will share something with us, whether it be an experience or if you can just tie into what we're talking about tonight. You have a lot with you. And a lot of times we want to make sure that somebody hears something today who's about to make a destiny move. And God's spoken to your life, but you don't move out of fear, and you don't move because somebody has spoken in your life negative things that God did not say. So when Moses asked those that went out to spy out the land, can we take the land? They said, no, we can't take the land because there's giants in the land. And those who brought up a good report said, listen, we are well able. So the problem is we're so busy listening to the majority and not listening to God, who always overrules the majority.
Amen.
The line's open. Anybody want to share tonight? Amen. You have an opportunity to share tonight and help somebody and bless them who might be on the line, of just experiences that you have that you've gone through in life, and just encourage somebody. I know there's a lot going on in your life, and some stuff you're going to have to separate yourself from that is difficult for you.
Amen.
But you're able to do it. And the problem is that you don't even realize how happy you're going to be after you do it. And we're not just talking about separation of people. We're talking about some separations of things.
Mm-hmm.
Separations of things that we do
mm-hmm.
that are causing us, okay, what separation we talking about, Pastor? Some stuff that we watch on TV.
Amen.
That we can't live without, so we think.
Amen.
Some things that are in our cupboard.
Yes,
that we
amen.
Think we can't live without that other people don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So there are things that we can separate ourselves from. But because of your anxiety, you are unable to separate yourself from it. Because you think what's in your life is adding to your life, and the truth of the matter is it's subtracting from your life. Because it's confining you, and you're not in a place of comfortable. You're not in a comfortable place because of what's attached with you.
Yeah.
Amen. So there are some things that, you know, is it me or is there anybody else on the line? You don't have to really say anything but amen if you want. But there are some people that separated out of your life, and they didn't separate on a bad way, and then some of them did. But it opened a door for blessings. You saw a door open for blessings for your life
mm-hmm.
once
mm-hmm.
they were separated from your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because things were being held up because
mm-hmm.
they were there.
Amen.
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 So
there
are
things. Somebody said, Pastor, I want to be blessed. I want the things of God, but something is hindering my blessing. See, you got to search out and find out what it is. Watch this, and you also need the wisdom of God to know that when I find out what it is, to allow myself to separate from it.
Right.
See, it's not enough. Have the blessings of God without wisdom. Can I tell you, the people who have the blessings of God with wisdom continue to have the blessings of God?
Amen.
But when we do these things without the wisdom of God, we lose out on so many things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was Solomon who asked God for wisdom. He could have asked for wealth. He could ask for a lot of things. He could have asked for kingdoms. He could ask for lands. He could have asked for many things, but he asked for the wisdom of God. Because he realized that if I have the wisdom of God, it's going to give me everything else I need. First seek ye the kingdom of heaven
Amen.
And his righteousness, and all those
yeah.
things shall be added unto you.
Amen.
Stop looking for the things that are supposed to be added without looking to God first.
Wow. Amen.
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 That is
yeah.
an amen.
That's,
so
good.
That's where we mess up. That's where we lose out on the wisdom of God, because we're seeking from the things that are supposed to be added, when the truth of the matter is the reason why we have not had anything added and many things subtract is because we didn't seek his faith first.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. How do I get more of God? How, you know what? It's a wonderful thing to have cars and homes and all that other stuff. That's nice. That's good. Really,
mm-hmm.
it only benefits people who are looking at you.
Right.
Because you get the excitement because they say, oh, girl, you got a nice car. Oh, I love your house. Oh, this
mm-hmm.
is nice. That's nice. So you get the accolades up for what you have.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have more of God,
mm-hmm.
you yourself are more faithful. Because if I have more of God, oh my God, the very thought to have the wisdom, listen, I'll take the wisdom of God over a mansion and and over a phantom any day.
Woo.
Why? Because when I have the wisdom of God, I have a part of who God is. When I have a part of who God is, there are so many people who are out here who don't even know who he is. And we have the joy of knowing who he is. Watch this. And there is no one who can separate us from him.
Ah, amen. Priceless. Amen.
You can separate. Look, there's a song that James Hall and them sing. You can have this whole world, but I'll take Jesus for mine.
Mm-hmm.
You can have fortune, you can have fame, but I'll take Jesus for mine. Because there's no way, watch this, it goes back to what we were talking about in the beginning. There's no way that I can be hooked up to God and not get what God has.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Right.
Amen.
Watch this. Lot had what he had because he was connected to Abraham. We have what we have because we're connected to God.
Amen. That's good.
And if we are not getting blessed in certain areas in our life, there may be a disconnect. There may be a wire that is crossed. There may be a wire that's disconnected. And see, sometimes we got to say, God, use the wisdom of God, and say, God, show me where it is.
That's right.
Show me
Amen.
What's wrong.
Yes,
what's going on with me. Because I have a lot of, see, you know what? Oh, my goodness. I'm losing time. Listen.
No, it's good.
We got a lot of wires that are hanging around.
Mm.
I was sharing with the sound tech on the other day because we have the plugs that go into what they call a snake, and it was just a bunch of wires. I said, "Well, do we need all of these wires?" And they said to me, "Pastor, some of these wires are not connected to anything."
Wow.
They're just sitting there. Watch this. Confining the space.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
So, watch this. It looks messy and it looks junky.
Mm-hmm.
And watch this. I can't get to the wire I need to get to because I got a wire that doesn't
right.
need to be there
that's
causing me to miss out on what I need. Now I'm sitting here longer trying to go through what these wires just to find the wire that's connected.
That's
good. Watch this. If I would only get rid of the wires that I don't need.
Yeah.
That's
so
right.
I got a lot of wires around me. That I don't need.
That's good right there.
That is really good.
That's good.
And so what I got to do is I have to separate the wires that are disconnected from the wires that are connected.
Yes.
Because when they're entangled, watch this. Do you know that when you have wires that are all tangled up together, you're losing juice and the flow is not coming forward the way it should because it's all tangled up?
Wow.
It's just like the hose, the water hose. If you follow the water hose, it stops the flow.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think entangled wires do? It starts choking out the wires that are good and that are good and connected. I don't understand why I don't have a good connection. I'm having a problem with the Wi-Fi. It seems like there's not something that's not connected. Why am I having a problem? And sometimes spiritually we are feeling the same way. I'm feeling like I'm having a problem with getting to God. It's because you've got too many wires around you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time for you to, because it's a lot. I just got a lot going on.
I got
a lot going on and nothing going on at the same time.
That
don't make no sense.
Mm-hmm.
What sense does it make to have a whole lot, but it's not being productive?
Wow.
And see, this is why I want to share with those who may have churches, if they have pastors on the line and their members are on the line. The one thing I love, our leader, Bishop Alfred A. Owen, had to share with us what we're doing this year. Our theme this year is a strong church.
Amen.
And a strong church doesn't mean because you got a lot of people means your church is strong.
Mm-hmm.
It just means you got a lot of people. But a strong church is a church that uses the wisdom of God, walks in the will of God, hears the voice of God.
Amen.
And there could be nothing but 15 of you.
Amen.
But you're a strong church.
Amen.
And you'll find out that there are churches who have thousands that are not as strong as the 15.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Don't worry about small beginnings. Whether it be in your church or in your life, whether it be in your ministry, whatever it is, don't get upset about the small beginnings. Because if you come out strong,
oh my
you
God,
have a strong finish.
That's
so
right.
I got strong faith, which causes me to have a strong church.
Oh my God.
It's not about the number, it's about what I believe.
That's right.
That's good.
My faith, I love the song, Our God is Greater, Our God is Stronger, Our God is Higher Than Any Other. And the reason why I'm as strong as I am is because I have a strong God.
Amen. Amen.
And he shows me because of the experiences that I've had with him, and it causes my faith to be greater. And it causes my faith to grow stronger. So I have the ability to be able to do the things that I can do that I would have never been able to do if I didn't have God on my side.
Amen.
So you have a lot with you.
Amen.
Some
Amen.
Stuff you're just going to have to separate from. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to turn it back over to Elder Clay.
This was good.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
This was good.
That's a lot of food to chew on. That's all I can say. That's a lot of food to chew on. You have a lot with you. That was a strong message, and I'm praying that all of you who are listening on it, phone as well as by internet, that you not only hear it, but you apply it to your lives. So she, Pastor Nixon has put something on our plate, and now she's just asking us to just chew it and make sure that, you know, that we get nourishment from it. Amen? I like that saying in terms of, I like that saying is make sure that you are, that you don't have too many, that you're not connected with the wrong things because it could be a mess. I like that. Because when you have a mess, when there is a mess, sometimes it's hard to find what you're actually connected to. I like that. And I can use that for my life as a small testimony. Sometimes I get a little overwhelmed trying to do too much. Amen. So that it definitely spoke to my life, and I pray that it spoke to your life. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Of the hour, and we do thank you for tuning in this evening. We're back next Wednesday at 7:00 p.m. Amen. At 7:00 p.m. So we do invite you back with us next Wednesday. We did hear that was Pastor Dawn Nixon, who is here every third Wednesday. Every third Wednesday, right here on Blue Talk Radio. And her topic was,
Amen.
You have a lot with you. You have a lot with you. Amen. We're going to close out. We're going to ask Pastor Nixon if she would hold us out in prayer. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most.
Amen.
Pastor,
let's look to the Lord. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this word that has gone forth. I pray that as Elder Clay has spoken on tonight, that we will apply it to our lives. We thank you for every hearer that is on this line. I pray today that those who hear this word will share this word to let somebody else know that there are some things that they can allow themselves to separate from, and that, God, you're going to open up the doors for them. You're going to open up the windows of heaven and pour them out a blessing that they will not be able to receive. God, we're ever so grateful that you always give us what we need to hear in the time and that we need to hear it to apply to our life. I pray, God, for all of those who are under the sound of my voice. I pray for God for those who are connected to so many things that are going on in our country and in the areas that we are in. I pray, oh God, for the families who have lost loved ones. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We don't understand what's going on, but God, we know your hand is still strong in the land. We know that, God, you are still able to do all things but fail. So we ask, God, we lift our sisters and our brothers up. We lift those who are against racism. We lift those cops who are against racism. And we pray, oh God, that you cover the cops that are doing right by your people.
Yes,
and we ask, God, that you will cover the people, oh God, that you will touch them, whatever they need, oh God. Oh God, we ask a special blessing surrounding our sons and our daughters in the mighty name of Jesus, that we will not do without, but we ask, God, that whatever you do, that it will be well with us. And God, even as we go forth in this season, in this voting time, God, let us use our one vote. Give us direction and wisdom of where we should go. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Once again, we do thank you. And everyone, please remember, every day is a new beginning. God bless you.
God bless.
Thank you.